Greetings. This is David Ellis of the Detroit Medical Center, bringing you highlights of the December 2009 issue of Health Futures Digest. Last month, if you recall, we reviewed the accelerating pace of our ability to sequence whole genomes and the accelerating availability of genetic test services that look for the presence of genetic biomarkers which indicate the presence of or an individual's risk for various diseases. Knowing that you have or are at high risk of getting a disease is helpful, but wouldn't it be nice if we could fix the gene or the genes responsible so that the disease goes away or you don't even get it in the first place? Well, increasingly we can. It's still early days for genomic medicine. Many such genetic therapies have worked in mice but have not yet been tested in humans. But over just the past year, there have been plenty of significant advances in genomic therapy. We've listed many of them in this issue of the Digest, but there are doubtless many more that we have missed. We have noted in the various news items, news sources that we survey, gene therapies that have enabled female mice to live 20% longer than their untreated counterparts. They were also physically and cognitively healthier than their untreated counterparts, even into their very advanced old age. A gene therapy that treats the results of genetic anomalies which lead to autism-related diseases such as Fragile X, Rett syndrome, and tuberous sclerosis complex. Three drugs for these conditions are already undergoing tests in humans. Gene therapy that has enabled patients blinded by Leber's congenital amaurosis, if I've said that correctly, enable them to see again, albeit only a little bit. But to a blind patient, we imagine, that little bit means an awful lot. And in any case, one expects that the therapy will be improved upon over time. A gene therapy that's enabled colorblind monkeys to distinguish between red and green. A therapy that reduced coughing in cystic fibrosis patients by 30% and slowed the muscle deterioration in Duchenne muscular dystrophy patients. A big international clinical trial of that therapy is underway. A gene therapy that has noticeably improved muscle function in a canine model of Duchenne muscular dystrophy, that is to say, the disease in a dog. Gene therapy that's enabled epileptic mice to bear children, to bear offspring that are completely free of the disease. A gene therapy that has restored motor and cognitive function to mice with Huntington's disease and reduced neuron loss and toxic protein accumulation. In one type of mouse, body weight was reduced and lifespan was extended by this same therapy. A gene therapy that has improved motor function in Parkinson's patients. A therapy that's protected monkeys from infection by the simian version of HIV. A therapy that's shown considerable success in treating Hurler's syndrome in mice. One that's enabled mice to remain trim while eating the equivalent of a fast food diet. One that's inhibited and even reversed rheumatoid arthritis, again in an animal model. And one that's prevented the production of malformed red blood cells that characterize sickle cell disease. These are all therapies that have been or are being applied, at least in animals and in some cases in humans, to cure disease. But there are other advances that should lead to even more eventual animal and clinical human trials, including there's an advance towards a cure for the common cold that may also work for asthma, toward a treatment for mitochondrial conditions in newborns that lead to various diseases, toward a molecular light switch that's able to control individual neurons. This therapy has restored breathing function in paralyzed rodents. Advances towards an induced pluripotent stem cell therapy for Fanconi anemia, and a similar therapy for infertility. Other items covered in the December Digest include the discovery of genetic biomarkers for more head, neck, and lung cancers, the creation of the first genetically modified mammals developed using zinc finger nuclease technology. ZFNs, as they're called, are engineered proteins that act somewhat like knives to cut out or knock out, as the scientists like to say, pieces of DNA. There's a diaputic, others like to say theranostic, for that combination of diagnostic and therapeutic test that separates patients into one of nine genotypes, ranging from a genotype likely to respond well to an existing monoclonal antibody drug to the genotype that's least likely to respond well. Given that, antibodies customized for each group can be delivered accordingly. There's an advance in the advent of routine biomarker tests for suspected cancer patients. This is being done as a matter of course now at Massachusetts General Hospital, and you can expect that other hospitals will be following suit. There's been the creation of purple tomatoes, rich in an antioxidant pigment thought to have anti-cancer properties, and experimental mice that ate the tomatoes lived longer as well. There's been a way to genetically re-engineer therapeutic T cells so that they absorb an imaging agent and hold that imaging agent for life, and even beyond if they should divide. This should enable physicians and researchers to track precisely what every individual T-cell does and where it does it, and thus know precisely how well a T-cell therapy is working. This method has in fact been tested in a patient with an aggressive form of brain tumor, glioblastoma. And finally, a hobbyist is trying to develop, he says pro bono publico, genetically altered yogurt bacteria that will glow green if melamine, the chemical that turned Chinese-made baby formula and pet food deadly about a year ago, if that melamine is present in the yogurt. Now, hobbyists dabbling in genetic engineering on the kitchen table point to one key issue arising from the accelerating development of genomic science. We intend to report further on this and other key issues in future issues of the Digest. Meantime, Associate Editor Julian Bond and I hope this was of some value in keeping you somewhat up to speed with what's going on. We digest this material, remember, so that you don't have to spend days and weeks wading through the tsunami of news reports that we have to wade through. See you in the new year. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, or whatever other occasion you celebrate this holiday season.